when I was born on a hot summer day in South Georgia in 1941, my parents named me Elizabeth Ann. Elizabeth for my grandmother and Ann for my mother. But from that very first day, my parents and everybody else called me Betty Ann. Not Betty, not Ann, both together, Betty Ann. Plenty of other children in America's Georgia had double names too. And nobody thought a thing of it. In fact, when Mrs. Glenn called the roll in her first grade classroom at Furlough Grammar School, it sounded like this. Fay Ann, Mary Fay,